everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me, as always, are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
Morning, guys. Bright and early. Sunshiny. Cold morning in Louisville today.
You see sunshine out there?
I didn't see any.
It's coming right. It's a little breezy.
It's a little dark yet.
It's a bit nippy.
It's coming up. I can see it through the
windows. Well, everybody, enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
Good fishing weather out there.
Yeah, episode 53. We're doing it right here from the truck show because it, whether I don't know if it's.
We are committed.
I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate that it just kind of fell on a recording weekend that we had to be down here. Well, I had to be down here. We wanted to be down
here. Yeah, we're down here.
We look forward to this all year long. I tell you what, this is probably our mammoth jamma right here. We'll probably do more truck shows than this, I guess. But so far, this is...
Well, we might have the live roving reporter.
That's right.
So we're going to definitely venture out a little more.
Hit a couple
give a little
more
context for everybody.
Bit.
And
it's that doggone full-time job gets in the way every time.
Gets in the way having tough. Fun, yeah.
God's sakes.
But we'll still do it. But it's... Well, what do you guys think of the show so far?
Well, this is day three, you know,
yeah,
and
this
we've
last day
wrapping her up today.
We've talked to a lot of people, and we'll probably talk to a lot more people today. It'll be
we've done probably what 25 interviews.
I think it's closer
like
to 30.
Yeah, 35.
We'll be getting them up and posting them here, and get some good content out of them. There's people here
walked around and
supporting good.
Good
associations
causes.
And causes. We got guys here introducing new products for truckers. When there's a need a trucker sees that needs filled, they get in their head how to fix it or make it. And I love it when these guys make up their own new product out of their basement of their house.
That's my
favorite. And get it out there to the masses. I mean, and some of the ideas we see is like, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
Or I did think
of
it.
Or I think of that, but I just didn't.
I didn't
well, we had a gentleman here that it took him, 3 years to get a patent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but he stuck with it, and he's in the process now of getting ready to try and start getting it made and everything.
Produce it.
Yep.
So and, I wish him the best, man. It's a good item.
Yeah.
It's a great item.
And some of these things you're like, dang, I could have made that. Or I wish they had that. There was one item, I'm going to mention it. It was the air bit or something where you put this.
The young kid that put the
air, splice your air line on where your load leveler is, and it Bluetooths it to your phone, and it tells you your weights and your axles.
Yep.
And then it's within, 50 pounds of being accurate?
Boy, that's close enough, I tell you.
Yeah.
And I mean, if some people would have, if I'd have had that, I mean, and for no more than what it costs.
Yeah.
I'd have bought it myself.
$200.
It's
just amazing.
Yeah, and
starting prices.
I can tell you that if I was still doing a lot of dump trailer stuff, I would probably buy it just for myself. Just
for the low boy stuff, having to move equipment and stuff. When you had that on there on your phone, sitting in that excavator.
You know, you guess every time. You pull up
your phone
guess.
And move it right where you need it, and it's perfect.
Yeah,
and get out and chain it down and set up, down, chain it down. Go to the truck stop, check
it up,
unchain it, move. Oh my God! it'd save you
any
time.
One of those loaders. You load it on there. You hook up.
Yep.
You get in it. You pull to where you need to set, lock it down, and look.
And the gentleman that was talking about it, they deal with a lot of commodities as far as grain and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they found out, these companies found out that they were losing 7 to 10% of what they could actually hold on the trucks. And 7 to 10% over a year per truck, that's a lot of money left.
There ain't no scale at the field. You don't know what you're putting on that truck.
Exactly. So that was one of my favorites this year.
Yeah.
I mean... That we've seen, and we had some good ones last year.
Well, I like even that young kid. The young kid designed basically an air mattress to fit between the seats.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You know, and he's
last
he's young,
one yesterday.
Yeah, and he jumped in there and you blow it up and put it between.
Yep.
It. So when you're in a day cab all day long, you're sitting in a shipper for 2-3 hours. You can at least stretch out and get comfortable enough.
Well, and you know all the old timers they carried a piece of plywood.
I know plywood or a board or
a board,
just something.
Yeah.
To get you here, and it's so cool seeing these guys do
this. Especially, he was a younger guy.
Oh, he's a young guy, yeah. He jumped right
on
it. For
him to see, to see the need and then fulfill it was, I like seeing guys get that thought process. And
by the way, everybody, if you're watching us, we got a little bit different camera set up this year. You get to see me and Bill's beautiful face. We actually all are sitting together, and you don't get to see that usually. But
well, where's Steve? The camera that's pointed at Steve right now would normally be pointed at our guests.
At our guests, yeah.
For an interview, we didn't want to build a whole new setup and then have to tear it down to do our interviews today. So
we're early. We're just getting the workers coming in this morning.
That's why you're getting such a big focus on Steve's face today.
That's right. We're putting him out there today.
That is if you're watching.
Hold on.
There you go.
If you're watching the YouTube stream, if you're listening to the audio only, of course, you won't have a clue what we're talking about.
But that's okay. You didn't want to see it anyways.
No. Yeah, I took a shower.
Yep. We've all showered every morning. I'm very, very proud of you guys.
Do you not shower every morning?
Not on the road.
On the road, no. Yeah.
I'm
every other.
That's the way I am.
Yeah.
The morning here.
Yeah, not even that.
The next day and usually the night the next night.
Well, when you get.
Payday.
If you're going long distance where it's just one easy day driving all. Like
yeah.
You did. I'm in my sweats and my slippers.
Yeah, I didn't get dirty sitting in the cab driving all day for 12 hours.
I didn't sweat, yeah.
Yeah. So. Give myself a little sponge bath at the end of the day.
Well, let's talk about our dinner.
Food.
Last night.
Food?
Yeah.
Food?
We had a wonderful bar dinner last night.
Was pretty good.
Just out of the Clear Blue
Sky. We had a good dinner every night, I think.
Well, yeah, but the best part of this dinner was
there wasn't any gay people. That's what it was.
Oh, no, the best part of this dinner, he didn't have to sit in a booth.
Yeah, no booth.
Oh, okay.
And we got a little bit of trucker news on the way to dinner.
Yeah, we did.
Whoever invented the booth must have been a skinny
person. As we're driving to dinner, I notice.
Oh, yeah.
We're going through a college section of town over here by the Louisville University.
Yep. Going to a little neighborhood bar.
Yeah, a little neighborhood bar. And
yeah.
It's pretty much like college town right through that area.
When what did we find?
And we're going down, and there's some overpasses over the road, and we're on a
11-8.
We're on a state route. I think it was, 1020 was the state route or something.
Yeah.
And it intervenes with alternate 60, which is the main route.
Which is before what, you 3rd get Street?
No, 3rd Street's the 1020.
3rd Street.
So as soon as you get up to alternate 60, just before there's a bridge. And it said 11-8, and we went underneath it. And just as I said to these guys, I said, 11-8, this is not truck friendly. And we get through that under that overpass, and there's a semi.
With a cop behind him.
Lights blinking. And we're like, what's going on? And you can see the top of the trailer ripped open
in the
front. And as we get up there, the whole reefer unit is laying on the road.
He killed the reefer right off the
front. He ripped that sucker. And
we shouldn't laugh, but I'm going to.
I wouldn't say everybody's done it. I've caught one.
We've just talked about this.
Yes, we did.
It's so funny at the show.
To see the whole reefer unit laying on the ground.
Street, it was comical.
I wonder how fast he hit that.
I don't know.
He had to hit it hard.
At least, it's 25-30 through there. And
he got all the way under.
He had to understand
how he got all the way under without doing the sardine can the whole length.
I don't know.
Tore it apart to where it like
collapsed
something and suspended. But it was funny.
Something.
It was so funny. We were just.
It was funny because it wasn't us.
Well, it was funny because normally you hit them fine. You don't see the whole reefer unit off the front of the thing laying on the road.
So
I mean,
and I'm just Bill says, boy, or Steve goes, this is not trucker friendly. And we look up there and I go, yeah, I think this guy just found out.
as we're coming back the other way, there's a sign that says, all over height trucks this way.
Yeah, the sign. As the wrecker was hooking up, we come back by. They did pick up they had the refrigerator unit picked up and it was gone, but they were still hooking the truck up.
They took the reefer and put it on a different truck.
Yeah, so.
Separate from all the other.
Well, then when we went by, you could see all the oil and gas on the ground.
Freon.
Yeah, when they had the cat scratch on the ground trying to soak up that stuff, yeah. And we had just interviewed the guy earlier that works for Suburban Recovery here in Louisville, Wrecker Service and stuff.
They were on the scene.
So I was wondering if we'd catch him today because we talked to the gentleman did the recovery there bridge. Off the Second Street Bridge for that gal.
That's a good interview, guys. You'll get a kick out of that
one. Off the bridge out there. He's had quite a few. We got some good pictures from him.
They took 3 road trader.
Yep.
Trucks to pick up that thing back up and get it back on the bridge. Pretty neat thing how they did it.
Yeah,
and what everybody probably don't know, he told us the back doors, the frame of the back doors and the lift gate was the only thing holding it on 30 foot up in the air at one of the top things. Just just amazing me.
Well, they had two trucks on, that same company had two trucks on this scene last night. They had the big hook taking the whole truck and trailer away, and then a
rollback.
A rollback had the reefer on it.
I told the boys, I said, hey, let's throw it in the back of my truck.
Big refrigeration.
I wish I could have
saw. Make me a big cooler.
And hook a hook to the reefer, drag the reefer up.
Just drag.
And we had a great meal last night.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza, yeah. Beer,
we
wings.
Overdid it. Yeah, we.
Cuban slice. And I get Cuban slice.
No, that was the night
Cuban
before.
Yeah.
And pretzel bites.
Oh, the pretzel
jalapeno
sticks,
poppers.
Beer, cheese, yeah. And
burger.
Then,
tater tots.
Them burgers, man.
Loaded tater tots.
I got like a bourbon jam burger, and I'll tell you what, that had really good flavor.
Nice, good. I like them good.
Coleslaw on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then homemade, I love them. Them homemade potato chips, so they
deep
fry their own.
Yep.
Nice, heart crunchy. Oh my God.
So, dinner last night. Dinner every night's been good. We ain't had a bad meal here yet.
No.
Dittos the night before.
We did dittos.
Thursday night we did dittos.
And then the first night
we did
Italian
that night.
We did El Nopal Mexican restaurant.
That was Thursday or Wednesday night.
That was Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. I left my food there. Didn't even bring it home. Left it on the table.
So. And, well, and then, yeah, that was the black olive we did there at El Nopal, didn't we? We didn't do the...
Oh, God, I didn't even...
Yeah.
I never
it
even...
It was called the black... We did black the Italian, the Mexican-Italian together, slammed together.
Place. Yeah.
Which was funny because the waiters and waitresses on the Italian side were still Mexican.
Yes.
Well, it was,
and they were the same ones we had last year. We did the Mexican side. This year we did the Italian side, so...
And then she didn't know what was the number or...
She was young.
You said three fat truckers, and she didn't know what.
Yeah.
She didn't know what three, or no, nickel.
Yeah.
She didn't know what a nickel was.
Yeah. Remember I said, keep everything, but give me all the change back, but keep a nickel. And she goes, what's a nickel?
What's a nickel?
Is that an iPhone app?
I'm like, okay.
Well.
Oh, well.
You know, there's nothing new about old people thinking young people are, well, something wrong with them.
Well, that was when Dave was talking about the squeeze change purse.
Yeah, that you just don't
That's
see
old
anymore.
People.
Old.
My grandpa, boy.
Oh, my.
If he got a new change purse, you would have to hear about it all day.
Okay, they always had the rubber ones, and it always looked like a mouth opening up.
Yeah.
Do you remember the sort of.
The flower ones that would like.
Leather that twist?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, those were. Grandpa liked them better because he could cram more change.
Well, and they laid flatter in your pocket.
And. Stand there in the line, holding up the line for 10 minutes, counting out exact change. Hold on a minute.
Well, do you want to venture off in a couple news highlights?
Sure, give us
really
some news, Dave.
I'm just going to go through.
See what'd you find?
Yeah, one of them is.
I was trying to find the story from the reefer.
I know, yeah.
I don't think anybody did a story.
It is probably
if
in the morning.
If it was hanging
favorite.
Off a bridge, we'd have had a good story.
It looks like
you're only going to get one of them every 10 years.
Maybe.
It looked like North Carolina Community College are going to allow high school seniors to take CDL driving classes now.
We're getting trade schools back at the schools?
That's what they're saying here in North Carolina. I'm just hitting the high lines. I'm doing this.
I think we're getting to a time when
we're
gonna
get,
starting
get
to
back.
Realize
yeah,
that
yeah.
we need the trade schools back. We need people to learn some skills and get out there
because
and
some of these jobs now that are out there, like welders, they are paying astronomical wages for welders, and there's not that many out there anymore.
It's always been a good living to be a plumber, an electrician, welders, and that, you know, you play your cards right. But
carpenter,
there's been, for about 50 years that I'm aware of, there's been this push to send kids off to college and get a college education. That might be a good idea for some people, but not all by half.
Well, no, I can remember... I'm 55 years old. I can remember being in high school at 16, 18 years old there, and they would offer, I'd say, a dozen classes there as far as welding, small engine repair, woodworking.
Yeah.
Drafting.
Body work.
Yeah, drafting.
We had a school downtown where they would do a lot of trade. And
oh, yeah. There
auto mechanics, you could go down there and get your oil change.
They would have school release and go, remember what the place was called down
there? Anthus Career Center.
Yep.
There was another one before that, though.
Well,
it might have had a different name.
Yeah, I remember kids from our school going, I got to go, I'm going to vote.
Yeah, Vantage over in Ohio.
Yeah, Vantage with another
rope. Like, I got to go to Voke or whatever, and they'd leave at 10:30 in the morning and be gone the rest of the day, you know?
And so it's good to get that back.
And those are the people making $70 an hour right now.
Yeah, but they never had seat. Well, I had it in training. It was called my dad, just like you.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you just can't.
You learn by doing.
You can't just push everybody into college for a traditional education.
Well, I don't think
like
there's
that
many people doing college still anymore.
Well, a lot of people try.
Because all entrepreneurship, they're doing all this stuff online and marketing. You know,
the problem is
they're pushing so many things how to make money
that
way.
The whole college money thing is not a good thing.
It's got out of
hand. We're pushing kids into debt they can't get out of. And they said,
we're paying for it, remember?
Well, yeah, I know.
You're getting going here on that.
we tell these kids, we tell these kids to get a college education. They get the college education. They come out of college. They don't tell them in real life. They go, I got a degree. Why can't I get a job that's paying me $150,000 to pay for my college degree?
Nope.
You know, I got a degree.
They come out, they get a job for $30,000.
Yeah, $30,000.
You're like, how am I going to pay my bills?
Yeah, how am I going to pay my bills?
You got to live at home with mom and dad to pay off my loans.
And it is.
Kids, if you're listening right now, I've got 2 degrees, actually 3 if you want to count the associates, and I'm driving a truck because you can't just get out of a college
and expect
start
to
making
be making
big money.
Big money.
You know, that's
experience every day. People want experience.
It's the old style. It's not who you know, it's who you blow. I'm serious. I mean, it is.
You nowadays, everybody's blowing.
So you got to rub elbows with somebody.
You got to know people. Yeah, you got to have connection.
Much. You got to have an in. There. You got to have an in.
And I hate to say it, interns provide that. If you're living at home, do an internship. Get to know people. But if people like us can't go out and get an intern, we got feet, mouths to feed, you know. We can't do it.
I watched one on a movie about an intern and Robert De Niro.
Yes.
Remember that movie?
Yes, that was a very good movie, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. It might have been called The Intern.
Yeah, I think
remember.
It was.
I can't remember. But, yeah.
People are screaming into their
you dumbass.
I know.
This.
Yeah. It's, hey, don't quote us. And it looks like here we had a trucker die with, I better put my glasses back on, can't even see it.
Dateline CDL Life.
No, actually, this is Trucker News.
Oh.
Daily Report. So.
All right.
Trucker died in a 20-vehicle pile up on I-80 in Pennsylvania.
Oh, let's completely shift gears.
Hold on. That almost reminds me of the Casey Kasem thing where you're behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
They're all out at you. Up to this up-tempo stop. And he's just going off, you know.
Hey, I'm just giving you the highlights as they send them to me on my phone. So.
Okay, Casey.
Let's lighten the mood and talk about abortion.
There's another one here. Pre-pass is adding weight stations bypass orders in 4 states. Now, I don't understand. I have to go into that, but.
Well, it's probably because these other companies are doing the same thing in pre-pass, and pre-pass is losing customers.
Well, that's probably why they're doing it.
Because there's that other one, that Wise something or other.
I can tell you they've added Rhode Island, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. So.
And just like Georgia did away with all of them.
Yeah, I know.
Pulling in.
Yeah, you pull
well,
in.
Well, they've got the light, the signs lit
it's
up.
It's still up,
you.
But
you still
have to pull in.
The prepass, yeah. They used to have pre-pass, yeah.
The governor says, I ain't making no money off that pre-pass. Make them pull in. That's exactly, I heard an interview on
it. Well, I thought they used to get, it cost you like a dollar every time you went by it.
I don't know, but the governor said we're not making no money.
It would be closed and that thing would still ding you a green light.
Yeah,
they could
charge
you. You know.
Well, until they actually shut it off, which the last time I was in Georgia, they had not shut it off yet. And as long as it works,
and
I'm going to keep using it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going by when it's green. They want to send their super troopers out to get me. And let me tell you something about Georgia State Patrol. Those guys are need for speed.
They will pit maneuver a semi too, buddy.
Yes, they will. Them guys are nuts.
Same
man.
As Arkansas.
Those guys are fun to watch because they just drive like idiots for no reason. And
when you go down I-75 and there's 10 of them on top of an overpass, lined up, waiting to get, they'll get speeders.
Yep.
And you'll go down there and you'll see one here, one here, one here with cars. You're like, boy, they are raking in the cash today, ain't they?
Yep. I've never been pulled over in Georgia.
Oh, knock on some wood, Billy boy.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're screwed now next time you go.
I'd like to know how these guys act when they're outside the car. But
we're going to have to send a lawyer down there for him because he's getting anally raped on the side of the road.
Yeah, I know.
We'll teach you, boy.
Because if their driving is any indication as to the personality of these people. Yep.
No. Like, how many people do we have from Texas interview this week?
I mean, oh, I don't know. We're half, 90%
of everybody. 90% of them were from Texas. And that last kid we talked to, I was like, anytime you see somebody pulled over in Texas, they are going to search everything. I've seen 90-year-old couple on the side of the road stand there, and they are ripping their car apart.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking they got drugs, you know. And well, they might have, but.
They don't have trucks going fast enough to get a ticket anymore, so. Most of the guys
they're all going fast.
Most trucks can't go fast enough to break the law down there anymore.
At least run the speed limit sign.
Well, oh, I love that, though. You're at 75, and then boom, 35.
You come up on a truck that's doing, you know, only, what, 62 governed. Yeah. You're like, oh, shit. Try and get around them before you ass end them, you know.
It's a little unsafe. You know, some of them roads, you're like, really, 75?
Well, the worst thing was when I was telling him, I can remember the white and black speed signs in Texas for daytime and nighttime.
Yeah, you had a whole rack of
And you're like, at nighttime, okay.
Which one do I follow?
Well, yeah.
And the locals
never,
all drive by one.
Oh, yeah. 100.
100.
They are flying.
What I could never really suss out was what time do they consider night?
Dusk.
Dusk to dawn.
Dusk. But,
dusk,
you know, that's so interpretive, though. You know,
I guess.
I did the same thing when I had curfews at dusk and dawn.
Yeah. Depending what's the, and that's another thing. You know, the government wants to get in everything. We all have a federal driver's license now.
It should all be federally mandated.
Why don't we have all the rules, like oversize, and every state ought to be the same. Not 52 different design, but everybody wants a cut of the pie.
Oh, yeah.
I understand why they do it, but it isn't safe for anybody.
And I used to think the same thing like that about the speed limits. The problem with that is, out west, wide open. East Coast,
they need
elbows
to be
and assholes.
Right. They need to be a difference.
No room. Yeah.
But anytime you run a split speed limit, that's where you get in your trouble.
Michigan's been doing that for years.
I'd really like to see the end of that.
Because that's deadly. How many times you've been driving, oh, God.
Look, folks.
You know.
Or no, you go to pass
Texas
another
and
truck.
Ohio.
And you're obeying the law. And you're trying to get around them. Like up in Michigan, for example, because that's one of the worst ones.
Yep.
Trucks are 65. You're out there trying to get by a truck that's going 62. They get around. Here comes a car that's running 75 mile an hour, and they're up your ass the whole way, you know, and getting over the shoulder and looking around.
I know it.
Yeah, it's just.
Ain't my fault.
And I've seen them get over the shoulder, look around, and whoom. Because they get caught on, you know, get pulled off. So.
Well, the last little bit of news on the report on the old Daily News, Trucker News I'm getting is Saturday is the Mid-America Truck Show, which we are at. So we are part of the news today.
It only says Saturday?
Well, it says, this is the daily thing I get.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, don't miss it, folks. Come on down and see us today.
Yeah.
Even though this one I won't be out till
Sunday. Even though you won't see this until, go back in time and then.
Well, what it says here, it says Saturday, Matt's Truck Show, Beauty Contest Award, Truck and Tractor Pull. What's going on here today? So they're doing
the
judging on
the concert last night. We were wanting to go to, but we're too old.
I hate to say this, but.
We're all in bed by 8:30.
When you're 50 plus and you do, we were busy yesterday. We were busy. I don't think I got out of this chair 10 minutes yesterday. And
we're going to try and get her this morning here for
she gets
started.
And just get busy. I was tired last night. The time we got done eating, I was done. I'd have loved to have seen the concert.
I would too. I still thought about driving over. I'm like, and then I put my shoes back on.
I know.
And put my belt back on so my belly ain't flopping out.
I didn't even pretend.
Hell, he's curled up with his thumb in his mouth.
He's like, I can't do it. I'm out of here.
See you bitches later.
When we started thinking about the show last year, I was like, well, yeah, we'll be in bed every night by 8:30, 9 o'clock. No questions asked. I don't really have a problem with that.
My mind tells my head what to do, and my body's going, no, you ain't.
I didn't
maybe
even
20 years ago.
If we ain't doing that no more, y'all don't know who you train this
you
shit.
You know what? 20, 30 years ago, I would have went to those.
We'd have been to the concerts. We'd have walked this place.
I'm going to try and hit the tractor pull tonight.
So,
tractor pull.
Then I'd felt like crap the next day, like a lot of the young people do. You know.
Well,
I mean, that's part of being young. I feel
yeah,
like
yeah, that is true. That is true. So, but that's the highlight of the news this week from three fat truckers from live from the Mac
show. You heard it first here on Trucker Radio News Network.
You got to get me one of them ticker tape sounds.
You got
that's the news.
Yeah, I got
one of them programmed.
Not one of them set up.
You got to get you a tagline though, and that's the news how I see it.
That's the news. Yeah, yeah.
Don't you remember? As the cookie crumbles.
Yep.
That's old Jim Carrey.
That's the news from the taillights of me.
As I made it up.
Yeah. So.
That's the news from under the truck.
So, who? I mean, we've had, we talked to Mother Trucker this since we've been here. The fun one, guys, if you get a chance. We were sitting here, and a guy walked up here, and he says, oh, my God. And he looked at the sign. He said, Fat Truckers. And come to find out who he was our old buddy. I just lost it.
We were doing
folks,
so well.
That,
right
why not?
It
folks,
we're doing
that
so
is
well.
Dave Heimer's kicking in. You got to see it in action.
I just lost it. The trucks that tear each other up, he films, pull up to the fuel pump, and they don't have a driver in there.
The bonehead?
Bonehead trucker.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Yeah. He come over here and just out. Yeah, you probably heard of me. Set him down. Man, you need to sit down. We're doing an interview right now, but he was funny.
One of our longest
the
interviews.
Funny, okay, yeah. Just how he lost his name, who he was.
Yeah.
When you showed him a picture of him with a cowboy hat on, he's like, who's that?
Yeah. That's not Jim.
That's yeah, the same guy with the cowboy hat. Yeah. He's like, well, I guess it is.
Oh, boy.
And a lovely
we love Dave.
Of getting old.
I tell you what.
We wouldn't have any content.
But it was fun. And then bonehead truckers, if we're all slackers, tired, thinking about food, we could have filmed the video of the truck being on the side of the road and sent it to him, and he had a post.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, the wreck we seen last night. Nobody thought we're not that mindset.
I had the camcorder in the truck. Yeah. We could have got out the light. We're with Three Fat Truckers News.
Yeah. You're going to be on Bonehead.
What was your name?
Head,
my paper. You know? What was your name, sir?
Yeah.
Were you company's address, your supervisor.
Yeah.
Give me your story. What happened here?
I hate to say this. We need to hire a young person and thinks of this shit all the time.
Yeah, but then they'll be like, hey guys, I'm here. Running around.
Film that? I got this on.
I got it,
guys.
You know, it's like the cartoon dogs, the big bulldog and the little dog. Hey, Spike.
Jumping around. I got to film on that. Can we go now? You know. Hey, we'll take whatever we can get.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah, we should have stopped and got a picture.
We should have.
It was just odd. I said that, and boom, right in front of
right
us. There
in front
it is.
Of it. It was just timing with the back.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So.
But
what a
the
good
funniest
show.
Thing, I'm sorry, it still blows my mind to see that whole freaking reefer lay on the ground.
It was.
Look at the, well.
Standing up there, and I can see the cop
when
and the
I say reefer,
over.
I mean the whole air refrigerant unit that mounts on the front of the trailer.
He ripped it right off.
Was laying on the ground,
and
is what it was.
Back
yeah.
About the first quarter of the trailer, and the rest of it must have made it under it.
Opened her up like, what did you say, jackknife? The old can opener? Yeah.
Can opener, jackknife, so.
Yeah.
Well, I bet he don't get his safety a bonus this month. What do you think?
I bet he gets fired.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a need for drivers, so they'll give him two or three chances like that.
Yeah. Trailers are cheap.
Might
these
not
days.
Have been his first bridge. But that was it was kind of inexcusable.
It
though,
was
because
no,
read
it,
the signs.
It was untrained.
No, I guarantee, like we say, he was following a damn GPS.
And
yeah,
sorry also. I'm sorry. Didn't speak any English, probably. And
if we'd have stopped like we good reporters were supposed to be, we'd have known
thing
that.
Is, we was all hungry.
I know. It was,
I am.
Truckers, we're
if
talking
we wouldn't
about
have been
food.
Hungry, we might have thought about stopping.
I'm making assumptions based on the fact that it was a Cascadia.
Oh, well, and, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. And it was kind
See,
of a,
you paid more attention
paid
to
more,
us.
It was on his
I was
side.
Still laughing at the unit laying on the ground.
It was on his side. We were, you and me were on
driving.
The other side.
Yeah.
And it was one of those deals with just the I didn't get the company name.
Although, I didn't either.
Otherwise, you would be hearing it
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, we would tell you. Because you know, trust me, it's in the newspaper this morning.
Was
here
it, was it El Crunchio?
You know what? We'd
take
probably
them high,
look
take them low.
Campus newspaper, probably where the story is.
It could be. Could be. I still, well, El Crunchio, you get that. Always remember seeing the back of
the
trailers.
El Paso.
El Paso on this side, El Croncho on this side.
Yeah.
Or it's there's other ones too besides
Passing
that.
Passing Side and Suicide.
Suicide, yeah.
People ignore it.
Always like the El Paso, El Croncho.
Well, the windows are bright. Sun must be up now. So.
Oh, we're getting
into
daylight.
Start this one today?
I don't know. We've been at it for 29 minutes, though.
That's it.
Right about 8.
So, I mean.
The food that we had this week, you were saying, you know, good, good, good. Are you guys going to eat before you leave today?
I can. I have no
or,
problem.
Or are you?
I think
oogie,
we should.
Oogie, oogie,
no, I have no problem.
We should probably raise a glass before we go.
It's something calming to sit down and just eat something and calm down.
Bill's
nose.
Still wanting the pizza. He had pizza last night. He's probably still wanting
the
pizza.
Yeah, that pizza was actually
not
too bad.
No.
Good on pizza?
Yeah.
I'm
well, he had a 14-inch pizza.
17-inch.
What it different? Or, yes.
12-inch.
You know,
no,
we're...
6-inch.
We're telling these people all day yesterday, want to be about
six inches
away from the mic, you know, as we're doing the interviews.
Yeah.
And then I would go... Not the one you lie to your wife at. True
six inches.
So.
Your wife knows better, by the way.
Yes. And we had a lot of ladies yesterday, too.
We did.
We did. We had some good shows.
They're not scared of us
Dave
anymore.
Dave kept telling the same dirty joke to everyone.
Oh, God.
Yep.
And it don't stop and it don't quit.
That's true. Yep.
It's all right. I guess you got to know what you're dealing with right from the get-go.
And they all agreed.
You talk about what you know.
Yeah,
well, that is true.
Dick.
We don't know a whole lot then, do we?
Well, Dave knows his dick.
I've got Nick now.
Dave's usually being a dick, somebody. Morning, sir. How are you today? That's all right. It's a live show. We'll let the whole world know you're here. There you go.
We came in a little early to record this morning, and we had
a couple people walk by and
filter in a little bit.
Are you doing
here.
A podcast? I don't know. Maybe that big sign right there says podcast means we're doing it.
We're gonna have to get a big on air,
yeah,
something or other,
hanging at the top.
I didn't want to just get mine because I don't think people would.
Well, if we had
it.
One on the top of that bar about that wide, you know, angle down here, and
well,
something
go down there. We go down there to that light guy that's making all the vests and the lights and the stuff right down here. Is making
we can make
them. Probably
we
make
can make them just out of LED lights for
and
trucks.
And get some of them flickers. So
it can all be square letters. So I think let's figure that out.
Well, what we need to do is we need to make a frame that could sit on and our sign could hang on. That we just come here and put our frame up, stick it right to it,
make
and
like
not have
black
to pay.
Light. Make it look like a real on-air sign. Black
well,
light.
Before
around
we take this
head.
Down, I have a tape. Well, we're talking about all this on air, but
yeah.
I have a tape measure.
Hey, it's all part of the
exact
show.
Measurements. What that sign is,
10
width
by 10.
And height. It's that's not square. It's a rectangle.
I think it's 10 by 10. It's what they told me.
That's not. I wouldn't think it is.
I think it is 10 by 10. But
we'll
that
figure
was two
it out.
Years ago.
I'd like somebody to get some of these 16-foot poles, and
like I said, if we build our own, we don't have to rely on that
do
or pay like we had to again today.
Somebody'd have to weld bases on it, though.
We can
got a welder.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. I got all kinds of stuff.
Hey, folks, if you want to come over and help us build this, Dave's address is...
Yeah.
You got a bunch of
cherry blossom, something or other.
By the way, I think one of these times today I ought to turn that GoPro on. It's up there that I mounted. I wanted to film all day.
Oh, those cameras are just there.
No, your camera, there's a GoPro above
it.
And I haven't turned on it. All I got to do is hit the button. But when we start today, I'll get interviews today.
Oh, yeah.
Post it. And then we'll probably do it on... What's that, the one thing where it speeds up? Time-lapse. I'll just put it on a time-lapse so people can check it out.
We still got to make our rounds today and hit a couple of our friends that are here,
yep,
their booths
yep.
and stuff, say hi. And we went out. I think all of us have been outside taking pictures of some of the trucks and stuff.
I did a morning film. My arm on the froze as we come through.
We'll get a bunch of stuff uploaded here. And
yeah, there'll be a bunch
Facebook
of pictures.
Facebook and YouTube and stuff. And
tell everybody, go to the new Facebook page, check it out. We're dropping on it. We're sending invites out all over the place. So.
Yep.
Well, it's mostly the use case for it was so that stuff could be done as Three Fat Truckers. Like if we're live streaming or if we're posting stuff that's not really doesn't make sense for it to be one of us directly. You know, the show.
And then. We still get on the group and throw it out there and let our group people post stuff on our group. Love seeing some of that stuff. You know, and hey, it's also good to see Dave come up from Florida yesterday.
Yep, the working trucker.
Yep. Barking Trucker.
Barking Trucker on YouTube. Look him up. Give him some love.
He drove all the way up here to Florida to talk to us. And
he said something about maybe next year bringing his R-Model Mac.
Bring his R-Model Mac up to the show. So it was good seeing him come.
Well, I don't know. I think we can wind this down a little bit here. I think folks got a little bit of a highlight of what we got going on here at the truck show. If you couldn't make it to this one, folks, they do these every year.
This time of year, yeah.
This time of year.
This is the biggest one in the country.
We will, when we're getting a few months out from the truck show, we start talking about it. We start plugging our booth number and things, you know, we
and they moved us this year. All the booth number we kept giving out, it was the wrong one. And we got here, find out that we were down the way a little bit.
Well, it was close. It was close enough to where they would have found us.
But we haven't dropped everything on YouTube like we did last year right away, just because the internet here is, it's expensive to buy it.
And
it's
not
terrible. It was not worth what we were spending for it. So.
Yep.
We'll get home. We'll get it all thrown out there. Give us some time to go through it. Let everybody see it. We don't want to work Bill too hard. It was a little easier last year. I think next year I'm going to see if we can get a direct line. That way we don't have to worry on
that. Get them uploaded as we're doing
it. Yeah, as we're doing it, and save Bill some time when he gets back to the house.
Do they have an option here actually having regular Ethernet where you can be plugged into it?
Yeah, because they have to.
There's like 10 different options.
Yeah, but they get quite expensive. I mean, nothing's free. Just like my $8 hot dog and your $7 Coke that you poured over me.
That I dropped on the floor, yeah. Got 2 drinks out of it.
Yeah,
there was plenty of room to put bourbon in it then afterwards.
that is true. That
no
is
problem.
Lap it up like a dog.
Oh, yeah. Pretty
well, if you're out there, I know we got a couple Fort Wayne guys we're talking about coming down today that work with us. I hope you guys make it. I know if you hear this, we'll know that you didn't make it, but because we're dropping this show tomorrow for everybody, so.
It will be dropped. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else we need to cover for?
I think that's it. We'll have a whole bunch of interviews today. Then.
Yeah, we got one waiting right now that we got to get because she's by herself and we can get her right now. So. We'll
yep.
Get a
okay.
Quick 10-minute interview.
I need to go out and get my book and be right back in. So.
Yep.
Right on. Well, anyway. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, I've been Bill.
And Dave, live. Not really.
Not live.
Steve, thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
Have a good one, folks.
Thanks, guys.